snap. The kick is in the air, and the kick this time is no, sir, Ree. No, sir, Ree. Final score, Tennessee 20, Florida 17. Pandemonium reigns.
You're listening to the RTI Podcast, powered by RockyTopInsider.com.
Ray Wallace here with RockyTopInsider.com. Happy to have former Tennessee wide receiver getting ready for the NFL draft. Josh Palmer joins us this evening. Josh, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It's good to have you on after the season's over, and as you get prepared for the NFL and getting prepared, you know, for all the off-season conditioning that you're doing, kind of catch us up a minute. It's been a month and a half, 2 months, really, since your last game. What's been going on since that time frame ended and until now?
Really just training. You know, I'm down here at XPE in Fort Lauderdale. So, you know, I'm back where I guess it all started, you could say. But, yeah, just down here taking it one day at a time. Just came back from the Senior Bowl, which was a great experience. So, you know, the next step is the pro day, and I'm just preparing for that.
What have you been working on down in Fort Lauderdale? What's something that maybe you got some feedback in Mobile? And we'll talk about the Senior Bowl here in a minute. But what's some feedback? Maybe you got stuff that maybe you could work on that you're really starting to put in down there in Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm. Really pretty much just everything, you know, run after catchability, still sharpening routes. I'm working with Anquan Bolden, so he's been a humongous help, and I'm in his back pocket every day. Every time I see him, I'm always asking him about something. So, you know, just growing as a player just training to be a professional.
What's that like working with Anquan Bolden? I mean, that's pretty awesome. What's that been like?
Yeah, basically just being a mentor. You know, I sent him a lot of videos, especially when I was at the Senior Bowl, just asking him what I could have done better, how the route looked, and stuff like that.
So let's talk about the Senior Bowl. Senior Bowl is a very big to-do. That's my hometown, so I grew up going to the Senior Bowl, covering the Senior Bowl, watching it, and everybody from the NFL emerges to Mobile, and it's just kind of crazy for about 6 days there. Walk me through it, because I know there's some interesting parts where the weigh-in part, where you're sitting there having a weigh-in in front of hundreds of NFL drafts and scout coaches. What was the Senior Bowl like before we kind of get into your week?
How was it like in terms of, like,
what just was the atmosphere like? I mean, you having to go up there, it's almost like a meat locker, to be honest with you. It's kind of weird.
Through having conversations with other people, going into the Senior Bowl, they just said, just make sure that you're on your P's and Q's. You know, everything you do is being watched. Doesn't matter where you are. They're always going to be asking about you. There's eyes always going to be on you from the moment you walk in. But, I mean, it's true. Like, you walk in and you're in a scout. You walk in and there's five scouts on the elevator. You know, so you really gotta watch what you say, how you act. But I would say it was definitely an honor to be there. Just the competition I was around, the guys I was around, the friendships that I made.
What were the meetings? You know, there's a lot of meetings that go on at the Senior Bowl with different teams. They're wanting to put you through the test that they do, maybe talk to their own doctors and whatnot. But also, it's a lot of just sit down time and coaches trying to learn about you as much as you're trying to learn about them in the NFL. What was that like?
You know, I embraced it because we know that we were all in a great position to be, especially with the combine being canceled. So we were the only ones to be able to get in front of scouts. But, you know, just the questions and the conversations were all pretty much the same. You know, they at the end of the day, they want to know what type of person you are at the core. You know what I mean? They're talking to you for a reason because they think you're a great football player or a good football player. But, you know, it's just getting to know you.
Any hard-hitting or awkward questions? Because I've been told by folks that they really go at it. Anything catch you off guard that the coaches ask or any of the agents maybe you thought was kind of funny?
Not really. Everything was pretty simple. Everything was pretty simple.
Okay, they must have changed it up then this year, because I heard it gets pretty interesting down there. So let's talk about the week. Practices that are held at University of South Alabama campus on their new field. You getting out there, you're working with different quarterbacks every day, maybe every other rep. What was that like, first off, just kind of working with the different offensive schemes and then also trying to showcase your talent?
Mm-hmm. You know, the schemes are pretty much similar to what Jim Chaney or Coach Chaney used to run at Tennessee. Kind of the same plays, only difference was different verbiage, trying to speak the same language as the coaching staff that's coaching you. In terms of the quarterback, they're all talented quarterbacks. You know, but you could tell that we didn't have any chemistry, obviously, from the first route on air, because they don't know how you're coming out your break, how fast you're coming out your break, how you're running this route. Right. So, I mean, but at the end of the day, we were able to get the timing down pretty quickly because we also had no choice. That was different.
And what was – so you're down there and you're surrounded by the best players in college football. And, you know, was that something that you kind of had like a chip on your shoulder in a sense? Okay, let me go down here. I know they've watched me on TV, maybe seen me in games in person, but haven't seen me – up close like this. What was that like? Was there a chip on the shoulder? Was anything like that? Just trying to show out and show who you are?
I just wanted to go out and do what I do best. At the end of the day, I know what I could do. I know what player I am. It was just my responsibility to make sure that I could show it the best way I could, put myself in the best opportunity.
All right, so let's talk the practices and everything. You had some pretty awesome catches. You ended up on, you know, some TV shows, NFL Network a lot. I know you're not going to self-gloat, so I'll do that for you. A couple great catches there in the end zone. You had a catch there for a touchdown in the game. Talk to me about your performance, how you thought you did, and what you came out of that maybe you can work on.
Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, I thought that my performance was okay. I definitely felt that I could have done way better, you know, just looking at the film. I'm always my hardest critic, and, you know, a lot of people tell me I've done great. I'm thankful for them for telling me, but I just know that at the end of the day, there was stuff I need to improve. So, you know, I try to never be satisfied, because that's how I stay humble. So after every meeting, after every game, there was always something that I felt that I could have done better. It didn't really matter how great the play may have looked, or I count the plays where I didn't make, or I didn't get open, or I missed his block. So that's how I kind of view things.
Overall, from the coaching staff that you got to work with, was there that moment where your eyes kind of opened up? You're like, oh man, I'm working with an NFL team here. I've got coaches in the stands. I've got scouts. I've got, you know, Hall of Fame coaches that are looking at you in a sense and breaking down your game tape and watching you out there with binoculars. And was there ever that moment you're like, wow, okay, I'm here type of thing?
Probably before and after. When you're in the moment, you don't really have time to think about it. You know, you gotta focus on the guy in front of you. So definitely after the Senior Bowl, just – When I think back and look back at everything, and I said, dang, I just went and you know, performed in front of 32 teams that could determine my future. And, you know, when you look back at it, then it's kind of like, it's like, wow. But in the moment, you don't have time to think about it.
I'm telling you, you had one play where it looked like a dig to the sideline. And we're not going to name the player. We don't need to name the player that ended up on their rear end during that play. But what was it? What was it like for you? Because you go up against SEC competition, you know, week in and week out. Are there a few players that you went up against during the Senior Bowl week that you thought, wow, okay, you know, this is impressive? Or you maybe had to work a little bit harder on one guy or compared to another guy. Was there anybody that you could name maybe outside the conference, somebody you didn't get to go against in your years at Tennessee?
Outside the conference – I don't really remember names.
Yeah.
But definitely there were some guys on the other team that we didn't go up against in practice that were pretty good. They had great makeup speed. They could play the ball in the air. St. Jude, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong, but another Canadian cornerback that was there. He was on the other team. He was pretty talented. So definitely just guys on other squads that were pretty good. I'm not saying my the guys that I went up against in practice.
No, I get it.
Yeah, but memorable guys on the other squad.
So since we're talking NFL right now, is there a team that you grew up watching that you wanted to play for? You know, when you put your head on the pillow at night, you kind of dream of that situation. I know you'd be happy to go to any NFL team. I get that part. But I'm going to hold you to it. What was your NFL team growing up? Who do you dream about playing for?
I never had one. I never had teams. It was always like players that I liked watching.
Okay.
So specifically like watching different receivers.
Give me a couple of your top receivers that you grew up watching.
Julio Jones, okay. Definitely. AJ Green.
Yeah.
Davante Adams.
I'm starting to sense like an SEC type thing here, which makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, but you know, those guys I study the most.
Hey, I mean, it is. You go up against some of the best competition. They went up against some of the best competition in college, and now you look what they're doing in the NFL. I want to talk first. You grew up, you know, growing up north of the border, and then you're coming south to play college football and playing at Tennessee. What would you say when you kind of look at it, what was the one thing that maybe shocked you when you first got on campus in Knoxville? Besides being in, like, I don't want to call it the deep South, but you're in the South. What was one thing that kind of stood out to you, maybe shocked you when you first got here?
I wouldn't say things shocked me. I'd probably just say that the diversity in food wasn't there, you know, especially coming from back home in Toronto, where there's so many different cultures that's there. You don't really find the same thing in Knoxville. That's probably the biggest difference. That's
you couldn't find good culture on the Strip? Josh, come on now. No, and that's, hey, I get it. When somebody sent me this question earlier, wanted to ask, what was the difference between growing up watching the CFL compared to watching the NFL? Were you a big CFL fan growing up?
Yeah, kind of. I didn't really watch a lot of football.
Yeah.
I played football. I played a lot of football. People think I didn't play growing up. No, I played a lot of football, but I didn't really I didn't watch it. You know, I'd watch CFL once in a while. My dad would always watch NFL on Sundays, and I would be in and out watching it. It's definitely different, you know, not as many teams, of course.
Yeah. Let's talk about Tennessee and your time here and all the, you know, and you're not going to self-gloat, and I get that, but all the memorable catches you're involved in or plays, games that maybe stood out to you. Let's go back for a second here. Is there a time during your years at Tennessee where you were kind of living in the moment and you're like, wow, we're going through this, you know, we're dealing with this, maybe good or bad. Was there a situation that you just kind of had to, in better terms, strap up in a sense and just kind of hold on tight to the situation that you were in? Was there any kind of like that here?
Yeah, you know, of course. My freshman year, definitely. But most memorable probably be my junior year, you know, going out losing streak in the beginning of the season and then winning out. And then that Indiana game was basically – in that one game, it was like a sum up of the whole season, just that one game. That's what it really felt like. And, you know, just being able to come back with – what, 4 minutes left, 4-3 minutes left in the game?
It's like two and a half. Yeah, three
and a half. Just coming back, that's probably one of my most favorite games.
What was adversity? You know, talking about that, the way that your junior season started, you know, the loss to Georgia State and then the loss to BYU there at the end, and then, you know, the games, you know, in Florida. And that actually happened in Knoxville, but – When you play in things like that and situations arise and you've got teammates like Juwan or Marquez, and you guys are kind of the grown-ups of the group. What was going through y'all's head those first 4 weeks, and how do you think that team actually turned it around?
We pretty much just wanted to control what we could control, and that was just the way the receivers went out and played. That was the way we could play, the way we could play as individuals to help the team win. But we try not to think about all the external factors, you know, that wasn't going to help us win games. So we just took the initiative just to focus on ourselves, not in a selfish way, but just focus on what we can do to, in order to put this team on track again.
I know you just talked about the Indiana game, and that was wild. I mean, the ending of that was just, I've seen a lot of college football games, but right there in person, that was just crazy. It blew my mind. But walk me through when you guys started going on that winning streak there towards the end of the season, where you're racking up your, you know, big performances at Missouri and whatnot. You're pulling out games against, you know, State and Kentucky, and then, you know, you're wrapping up the season in Jacksonville. Did that last part of that season teach you anything when it comes to how to go about maybe with yourself and also growing up in a sense, maybe? Did that teach you anything?
I think the biggest lesson was just to keep pushing and really just to control what you can control. You know, a lot of people are always going to have a lot of things to say about other people, but all you could do was just, how can you better yourself to help better the team?
And we'll see. How do you block out, you know, there's always going to be some people, and this is going to go on in the NFL too, and wherever you end up playing. How do you block out the negativity? And I know a lot of people will say, I just don't look at it, or I just don't pay attention. But, you know, when it maybe gets into the locker room a little bit, you know, maybe when everybody's a little down or something like that along those lines, how do you block that out and be able to just go out there and perform day in and day out? Because if you look at, you know, your junior season, for you guys to hit that roadblock and then start winning those games, how did you kind of turn that around mentally?
You know, like I said before,
yeah,
is my motto now, is just control what you can. You know, other people's attitudes, you know, other people's negativity, or what other people have to say, you know, you could try your best to help them out, especially when they're going down that track of just not caring anymore, or that lack of confidence that you may see in the locker room. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's how can you build yourself? Try to help build others, but at the end of the day, to help the team. Because if you're focusing too much on the negativity and then you're not putting most into yourself, then, you know, it's hard.
Okay, so
back up.
Junior season to senior season. Crazy year. I mean, for everybody all around the world, for a lot of different reasons, main reason being COVID, but a lot of different reasons why it's just been kind of a cluster. You guys played college football during this, and I think you guys got back to campus sometime around the end of June, July, and whatnot. And talk to me about what that was like, because a lot of people just see it as you got football players that are going out and just playing football, and okay, they can deal with it. But a lot of people don't know the inside stories or the backstories of how hard it actually was to, you know, get tested 2 or 3 times a week, worrying about getting COVID, going out there and playing. You guys, he had a whole position group that was pretty much out over a certain period of time in fall camp leading up to the season. What was 2020 like for you as a college football player?
Pretty much just learning how to adapt, to different situations. You know, now before practice, you got to get COVID tested. Or before games, you got to get COVID tested. You got to get scanned. You got to get screened. You got to do this. You got to do that. And it's just being able to adapt and be able to live with balance as much as you can. You know, and the only way you could do that was just get used to different things, and it became the new normal.
Real quick, your thoughts on the 2020 season? I know it didn't go the way that you guys wanted it to go. And you've kind of seen what has happened after the season. But your overall thoughts on the season in general, because it was tough for everybody. And I just, you know, the way you approached it, I'd just like to know what kind of, as you sit back and you reflect on it, any bright spots you take out of it besides the camaraderie with teammates?
Mm-hmm. 2020 season was, you know, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the 2020 season. But, you know, obviously, it, like you said, it didn't go the way that we wanted it to go. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you just got to keep moving on and keep moving, pushing forward, you know. Try not to think too much about the past, but definitely use what happened in the past to shape your future.
What does second off, how did your relationship with position coach T. Martin grow over the time he was there and the time that you left? How was that relationship built? How did you think that went as you both now go your separate ways from Knoxville?
Mm-hmm. It grew humongously. You know, he helped me a lot. Just become a better player, the knowledge of the game, you know, just his presence, you know, always in his office, you could just kick it and talk. So, you know, I don't think Coach T's and I relationship is, I don't think will ever end, you know, it'll just keep going and keep growing stronger.
You know, he's a receivers coach at Baltimore now.
That'd be kind
of interesting, right? the rest of the staff, you know, Jim Chaney, the coaching staff, if there's anything you take away from your time at Tennessee underneath that staff, what were your thoughts on, I don't want you to go into the firing and all that stuff, but how did you feel about the offensive side of the ball? Because you rarely, you know, interact with the defensive side of the ball unless it's team meetings and whatnot. Your thoughts on those?
They definitely taught me a lot, and I like to say that I wouldn't be where I am today without them. You know, it's 100% true. You can't assume what would happen if you went other places or did other things. So, you know, I'm grateful for the position that I'm in now, and it's credit to them and thanks to them because, like I said, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for what they taught me, how they pushed me every day in practice.
What's the future look like for Tennessee football now? I know there's a new coaching staff. You've probably seen a game or two of UCF and how they run that crazy up-tempo offense. When you look at your former teammates at the receiver position, even at the quarterback position, how's the future look, you think, for that offense?
I don't know the future, but I know that it's going to be a great season. It's going to, you know, a lot of guys are going to get that exposure that they need. They make a name for themselves, and I'm excited to see what happens. Win or lose, I'm excited to see my boys go out there and ball.
There you go, and that's probably the main thing out of it. Okay, so now we're getting close. So the next 2 months, what's that look like for Josh Palmer? You know, I know there's training that's going to be going on daily, but what is that going to look like? Are you going to go interview with teams? What have you been told on how the next 2 months are going to look like leading up to the draft?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. You know, as of right now, all I know is that I'm training every day, and whatever the director of marketing tells me I have to talk to, you know, we schedule that and I speak to them. Obviously, I'll know in advance who I'm speaking to, but, you know, just basically just training and preparing myself to be a professional.
How excited are you for this, Josh? I mean, I know it's we're a little bit of ways off here, but you're about to make, you know, maybe dreams come to reality. How exciting is that for you when you just sit back and think about it at night?
I don't really think about it a lot. Okay. You know, sometimes I find myself in that moment where I'm like, dang, you know, it's really happening. But more times I'm not really thinking about it, you know, because I don't know. I always feel like I'm always working towards something. So just because I'm working towards the NFL doesn't mean that it ends there. You know, I'm always going to be working to different goals or different things within the NFL. So I never look at it to like, I finally reached my destination.
Okay. Last question for you. And I don't know how many of these catches you're going to be able to talk about, but you had some pretty crazy catches at Tennessee. The one that sticks out to me kind of the most is that one at Kentucky, where somehow you got 2 feet in. I don't know how you got 2 feet in, but you got 2 feet in.
I got one foot.
You got 1 foot in. It looked like you were trying to drag the other one. So I counted it as two. No, but I get it. 1 foot in. So when you look back on all the catches and the plays and whatnot, are there one or two that stick out at you? Then you're like, dang, that really happened.
I think I think I had this one play at South Carolina my junior year where I was able to get 1 foot, one toe down. I was cutting it close to the sideline. And then the play against Indiana. It wasn't a crazy catch, but it was a momentum changer.
Right.
It was a momentum changer. So that was probably one of my favorite catches.
And then everything happened. Onside kick recovered, went at the end, missed field goals, just craziness. Hey, on the way out, any kind of message to Tennessee fans over the last 4 years that you've been in Knoxville? Because you know Tennessee fans will be following you everywhere that you go, just like they follow Marquez and Juwan and other Tennessee players that have come in the past.
Just to all the supportive fans out there, I thank you for your endless support. And, you know, once of all, forever of all.
That is future NFL wide receiver Josh Palmer joining us. I'm Trey Wallace, Rocky Top Insider. Thank you so much for joining us. Josh, be well. I hope everything goes good with your training. Good luck to you with the NFL draft. I can't wait to see where you go, buddy. And I appreciate you joining us.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.